Maybe a little early for a career retrospective of Will Ferrell, but then so what? The kid is funny. Will Ferrell is the comedian who brought Craig the Spartan cheerleader to Saturday Night Live, not to mention Marty Culp, the musical middle school teacher, and a dancing Janet Reno that made even Janet Reno smile. Now, as a movie star, Will Ferrell is still on television, opening this weekend as Ron Burgundy in a spoof of local TV news that's called Anchorman. Christina Applegate plays his co-anchor.
Mr. Burgundy, you are acting like a baby.
I'm not a baby. I'm a man. I am an anchorman.
You are not a man. You are a big fat joke.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am. You're just a woman with a small brain, with a brain a third the size of us. It's science.
Our entertainment commentator Elvis Mitchell joins us from New York. Hi, Elvis.
Hi, Susan. I'm just trying to imagine having a brain the third the size of Ron Burgundy's. I mean, I don't even know what that will mean.
Listen, will anything that Will Ferrell does in Anchorman remind us of Weekend Edition Scott Simon?
It's a good thing he's not around now. And it's funny, you've never seen Ron Burgundy and Scott Simon together now that you mention it, Susan. I have no idea what that means.
No, but you recognize some of the clothes on Scott. Listen, Ferrell also co-wrote Anchorman. Is this worth seeing? It sure sounds funny.
It absolutely is. I mean, is it a great movie? No. But does it hold together for a lot of reasons, primarily because of this incredible shtick that Ferrell does that you sort of talked about in the intro?
Yeah.
What he's capable of, this amazing kind of infantile pretense, grasp, desperate grasp at dignity. You can just hear that dignity kind of dissipate in front of you. Just hearing that clip, you can hear him with all of his might trying to sort of keep from pouting and his lower lip from sort of trembling as he stood up and said, I'm a man. Brawn and muscle, which there is none on Ron Burgundy or Will Ferrell, for that matter.
Yeah, well, there's a biography of Ferrell that says he studied sports information. I love that. I think you can major in it these days in college. And he actually worked at a local TV station before he became a full-time comedian. And, you know, he does seem to have the characteristics of a great straight man. But he also can be Gracie Allen. So how does he do all of that?
I think what's really interesting is, unlike a lot of other Saturday Night Live people who basically come in and try to sort of dominate a piece of material, he's a real listener. He's paying attention to the other actors in the scene. So it becomes partially, too, about his reactions to the other characters, too, not just the other actors, and it basically staying in character, not sort of turning to the camera winking, not making us aware that he's just joking around. He takes the material and the roles incredibly seriously. So we find, even with something incredibly bizarre and outre, he creates a sense of reality to go along with it, which is actually a rarity in comic actors these days.
Yes, that's true. And he also sort of inhabits the characters who he plays. I remember the movie Dick. It was a spoof of Watergate, and he played the very straight-laced Bob Woodward next to Bruce McCulloch as Carl Bernstein. Here they are.
I'm just going to come right out and say it. I don't think there is any such person as Deep Throat. I think y'all just made it up.
Yes, there is. Deep Throat
don't
is.
Say it! He's trying to trick us! Ever touch me.
Bob, I said I'm
Don't
sorry.
Ever? You smell like cabbage.
You know, they're just like Woodward and Bernstein.
That's my fear. In fact, that's why I've stayed away from DC for so many years.
Very wise.
When you hear a line like, you smell like cabbage, you can just wonder where that comes from. It seems like something his version of Bob Woodward would actually say.
Elvis, in the belief that you cannot have too much Will Ferrell on a nice Saturday morning, here he is in Old School. He's playing a milquetoast husband getting marital counseling. Here's a guy who does not seem to realize that his wife is listening to everything he says.
Deep down, I'm feeling a little confused. Suddenly, you get married and you're supposed to be this entirely different guy. I don't feel different. I mean, take yesterday, for example. We were out at the Olive Garden for dinner, which was lovely. And I happened to look over at a certain point during the meal and see a waitress taking an order. And I found myself wondering what color her underpants might be. Her panties. Odds are they're probably basic white cotton underpants. But I started thinking, well, maybe they're silk. Panties. Maybe it's a thong. Maybe it's something really cool that I don't even know about.
But there's a great thing about what he does as a character, as an actor rather, what he brings to these characters. The thing they all have in common is that they somehow want to feel like they're being generous, but in fact they're incredibly petty and selfish, and they can't help but confess these things that anybody with any sense of propriety would be embarrassed to even think.
Well, we know he's funny, but can he carry a movie? The last try was Elf. He jingled a lot in that.
And he carried it. It was a $100 million movie. So is he a movie star? I think actually he is. But again, when we're talking about what he is, even though the characters he plays are not generous, although they want to think that they are, which is part of the humor, there's so many different kinds of delusion that these characters have. Mm-hmm. These characters he all plays want to be grown-ups and want to be inclusive and generous, and they are not. But as an actor, he is inclusive and generous, and is smart enough to put himself in these pieces that are ensemble pieces. Even Anchorman includes great work from Steve Carell and David Heckner and Christina Applegate and Paul Rudd. So he understands that it's best to surround yourself with people who are professionals, who know what they're doing, who are as committed to the work as he is. And that makes for a really great piece of work. I mean, this is an actor who is saying, I understand how absurd it is to play a man who thinks he's an elf, but I'm going to commit to it, and by the end of this, you're going to believe it, and you do.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Weekend Edition's entertainment commentator, Elvis Mitchell. He joined us from our studio in New York.
Can't wait to see my dad. We're going to go ice skating and eat sugar plums.
Yeah, that's the other thing I wanted to talk to you about. You know, buddy, your father, well, he's on the naughty list.
No!